In the governor's budget last week, one area that didn't get a lot of attention is a proposal to increase funding to communities and counties by $175 million. That would be a $40 million increase over his previous proposal. 40% of that money would go for infrastructure, such as roads, but the rest would go into operations. If approved, it would come at a time when most local governments are dealing with less revenue. Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck reports.
Governor Matt Mead says he's trying to make local government funding a priority since he took office.
You know, the local funding is important because that is where our jobs are created. That's where people live. And if every community and every county is doing well, the state will continue to be strong.
By letting governments use money for operations, it allows them to pay for required services such as law enforcement. The governor says the infrastructure money is equally important.
We still have issues with roads, bridges, water, infrastructure regarding broadband, and I really see, in my view, the results of getting healthy funding back to local government. I think it pays big dividends for the state.
This is downtown Cody, Wyoming. Located near Yellowstone, Cody is clearly a tourist town. The city and Park County get a lot of their funding from sales tax, but with the downturn in the national economy in 2008, the county and city started seeing less revenue due to less tourists. Mayor Nancy Tia Brown says several years ago, the legislature removed the sales tax from food. She says initially they gave local governments money to make up for that loss in revenue, but with the state facing its own revenue problems, that went away. Brown says many communities have struggled ever since. She appreciates Mead's acknowledgement of communities.
If it's healthy at this level, then that creates vibrant economies, vibrant businesses, and that just rolls right on up through the state. If we're struggling here, then it's pretty hard for things to be much better in any other area.
The Cody mayor is especially pleased that the governor is helping out with operations, but she also worries about that money. Since it comes from the state, if the money were to be reduced, it would lead to serious budget cuts. So Brown says they must be smart.
I still think we'd be very, very conservative about how we use it for operations because you don't want to get dependent on it. We never have been. And because of that, we haven't had to do big layoffs when that money goes away. But I'm encouraged to see that he's at least acknowledging that operations are really running thin right now in most cities.
And in many counties. Park County Commissioner Lauren Grosskopf notes that his county just reduced budgets by 4%. He says it is possible that the new state money could offset those cuts, but that would first depend on the local economy. If it continues to lag, the new money would be welcome, but he's not sure how it would be used. He says it is dependent on their local revenue streams.
If all those remain the same, and this $500,000 or whatever it's going to be per year was extra money, that's entirely different than if our funding streams revenue went down and our costs went up. You know, the $500,000 might be enough to shore up, and so we wouldn't have to reduce spending again.
Evanston is another community that struggled with local revenue, and Mayor Joy Bell says that makes things tough.
Because we don't know consistently from year to year what a consistent funding source is, you have a real challenge in building anything new in the community. You're adding a position instead of taking positions away.
Mel says the governor's proposal would provide revenue to keep the community stable and not force the city council to cut back on some important services.
And when you start talking about having to cut services in a city like Evanston, what you start talking about is reducing the quality of life and the things that the people really like about living here.
Bell says Evanston's pay rate lags behind many communities in the state, and the funding will also help them raise some salaries. The legislature will have the ultimate say on the budget proposal. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck.